Hello out there, all of you whispered words of encouragement. That sparkle in your eyes must mean you're listening to Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. More specifically, it means you're listening to KDRT on 95.7 FM, making the eyes of Davis residents sparkle for over 20 years. It's a great tagline, and I'm confident you'll be hearing all of my fellow K-Dirt DJs using it in the near future, but just remember, you heard it here first. And what is here, you may ask? Well, that's an existential question, but for the purposes of this show, it's a quiet, then loud, home-recorded 30-minute indie rock program known to both its benefactors and its detractors as a constant grin. I record indie rock radio shows on my laptop so you don't have to. New episodes air Fridays at 2 p.m. with some sporadic replays throughout the week, and podcasts available from the K-Dirt website and whatever podcasting website happens to absorb it. I'm going to begin this week's edition hot off the presses with a song by a band who've actually never appeared on the show before. They're called Truth Club. The name of this song is It's Time. You're listening to A Constant Grin here on Low Power Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt at 95.7 FM. The song you just heard was by Secret City, as it was called Ice Cream Scene. The band was originally a duo from different cities in North Dakota who made music by exchanging tapes in the mail, but later became a full-fledged psychedelic pop band from Minneapolis. The song is from their 2011 album Strange Hearts, which their record label claims was recorded in an abandoned bank vault and, quote, pulses with an alluring mixture of melancholy and hopeful innocence, with songs that are as warm and inviting as they are elusive and peculiar. Before that one, I played a song by Mermaidens. That song was called Foolish. They're a trio from New Zealand whose sound has hints of psych rock, dream pop, 90s alternative music, that type of thing. They've been around for over a decade now, I think, and that track is from their newest album, which was self-titled Mermaidens, despite it being their fourth album, and that one came out just a little over a year ago in late 2023. And I kicked the whole thing off with a song by Truth Club. That one was called It's Time. As I previously stated, they are a new band to this show. They hail from Raleigh, North Carolina. That song is a single, I think. It released a couple years ago in early 2023 before their full-length album, Running from the Chase, which released later in the year, 2023. Their sound has been called 90s indebted alt-rock with a punky clatter and sing-speak slacker tones by website For the Rabbits. Seems pretty accurate to me, so I thought I would quote it for you. And I did. Okay, so this next set of songs is actually taken entirely from the mid-90s, and I'm going to kick it off with a mid-90s song that originated from right here in Davis. This one is by Beatrice Nine. This song is called Little Iodine. We'll be right back.
thousand million micronauts turning the atlas wheel like an hourglass dripping sand through time. She played worm, the worm. Like gods and goddesses would play off all your skin.
This is 95.7 FM in Davis, California, low power community radio, KDRT. The show you're currently experiencing is called A Constant Grin. The track I just played was by Caterpillar. It was called The Worm. They were a band from Philadelphia during the 90s who made eccentric, stylistically diverse songs that could maybe vaguely be described as indie pop, although that probably is not a great term for it. That song's off their 1994 album titled A Thousand Million Micronauts, which also happens to be a line from the song, so anyone who picked up on that gets a Constant Grin merit badge for attentive listening. Before that one, I played a song by Superdrag. That song was called Destination Ursa Major. They're a band from Knoxville, Tennessee, who were kind of a one-hit wonder with their 1996 song Sucked Out, and then were dropped by their major label and went on to some more underground indie pop fame. Destination Ursa Major is actually the second song that the major label tried to release as a single. It even had an MTV video made, but it failed to gain any real traction. It was off their 1996 album Regretfully Yours. And I began the set with a track by Beatrice Nine. That one was called Little Iodine. As I already mentioned, they were a band from right here in Davis that was kind of a side project for one of the guitar players in the Davis band Popolopes. The two bands had a similar vibe, but Beatrice Nine was maybe a little more pop-oriented. Hard to describe. I was a big fan in the late 90s. I'm still a big fan today. And they actually helped get me into indie rock in the first place. That song is from their 1996 album, Little Stars Hung Upside Down. So that's going to do it for this week's show, everybody. I'll leave you with one more song. I'll be back next week, same grin time, same grin channel. This final song is by the band Film School. They're from San Francisco and make music that falls somewhere under the generous umbrella of psychedelic shoegaze dream pop stuff. They formed in the late 90s, existed for about a decade, I think, then were inactive for quite a long time, and then reformed and continued making music. This track is from their newest album, Field, which came out in 2023. This song is by Film School. It's called Don't You Ever.